Benjamin Tillman has been dead since 1918, but the former South Carolina governor still casts a dark shadow on the grounds of the State House. And if Tillman were alive for today's Martin Luther King celebrations, he probably wouldn't have joined the march.
He is somebody who fought tooth and nail to make sure an entire race of people would not have their rights.
Winthrop political science professor and Southern politics expert Scott Huffman says Pitchfork Ben, as the politician was known, would probably also be outraged to see Barack Obama running for president of the United States. According to biographer Francis Simpkins, Tillman loathed African Americans and once declared from the floor of the U.S. Senate that the South would never submit to a black man's leadership. Tillman was also the architect of state laws to deny voting rights for blacks. But the plaque beneath Tillman's statue at the South Carolina State Capitol makes no mention of that. It refers instead to Tillman's role in shaping South Carolina's post-Civil War constitution and economy, both as governor and U.S. senator at the turn of the century.
In Pitchfork, Tillman led lynch mob, led riots, killed black people who wanted to vote.
South Carolina NAACP President Lonnie Randolph Jr.
To honor him as he's being honored on the property that belongs to all the people of the state is an insult not to African Americans, but is an insult to everybody in the state.
Every day, thousands of students at Winthrop University in Rock Hill pass through Ben Tillman's shadow, too. He helped found Winthrop, which is one of the state's most diverse schools today. The main administration building is named after him, and the ghost of Pitchfork Ben is part of campus lore, says sophomore Jennifer Smith.
Going to school here, they talk about it like orientation, and during Halloween we have ghost tours, so they'll talk about him and stuff. That he was a really mean guy, and that supposedly he got his eye stabbed out by a pitchfork, and so they called him Pitchfork Ben.
Actually, Tillman lost his eye from an illness. He got his nickname from threatening to prod the U.S. president with a pitchfork. An enormous portrait of Pitchfork Ben hangs ominously inside the heavy wooden doors of Winthrop's Tillman Hall. His one good eye stares coldly, the other obscured in shadows. Alumna Nicole Jennings stops to examine it.
We knew he was a slave owner, and we kind of thought he was racist. That was what a lot of kind of what we knew about him.
Did it bother you that the building was named after him?
A little bit, but I guess during those times that was acceptable. So, and he was one of the founders. I don't see him changing it, so you accept it.
Winthrop University officials declined to comment for this story, but did say the school has not received any requests to change the name. The same goes for Clemson University, which also has a Tillman Hall. Sitting in his office at Winthrop, political science professor Scott Huffman grimaces at the mention of Tillman.
It does bother me. You know, I remain neutral, you know, 99.99% of the time. But sometimes there are folks who did things that are more egregious than others.
Huffman says Tillman is one of those people. But he admits it is hard to know how to recognize the legacy of figures like Tillman.
You know, if we were going to go around, you know, campus or the state of South Carolina or the entire South and try and play bingo by, you know, Xing off the name of every person who is a racist, we wouldn't have any names left.
The grounds at our state house are a shrine to white supremacy.
Again, South Carolina NAACP President Lonnie Randolph.
We have a monument recognizing Jefferson Davis. We have a monument of Wade Hampton, who also supported the disenfranchisement of African Americans. Senator Strong Thurmond.
And the list goes on, says Randolph. He applauds current South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford for voicing disapproval of the Tillman statue, and one state lawmaker has now introduced a resolution to remove it from the statehouse grounds. That would be ideal, says Randolph, but even a plaque to clarify things would help.
Now, if the monuments remain, at least they should tell the truth about it, and that's what this whole thing is about, telling the truth.
But for now, only part of the truth is on display at Winthrop's Tillman Hall and in South Carolina's state capitol. And civil rights marchers will honor Martin Luther King Jr. in the shadow of Pitchfork Ben. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.